Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. T.J. Miller, who's been in over 25 movies and some great TV shows. Big fan of Crashing. You ever see Crashing? Pete Holmes, who's been in here. So many people who were in Crashing have been in here. Main characters like Gina Yashere and Rachel Feinstein, and it's funny because two of my favorites, Mark Norman and Joe List, they've mentioned more than once, how come we never were? Even Sheng Wang pointed out, he said, Sheng Wang told me, he goes, I'm in it. I go, really? I don't. He goes, yeah, at the cellar, there's a poster in the bar and it says Sheng Wang appearing. I go, oh, well, your name's in it. That's cool. But that's a very funny comedy series. A lot of voiceover work as well. But we're here to talk about his Crowdsourcer tour, which continues at Cobb's Comedy Club. Just basically road dog, nonstop, going all over the U.S. of A. And what's interesting, too, now, with comedy getting so huge, I mean, Bill Burr did a special at the Royal Albert Hall. Just mentioned Mark Norman. He just got back from doing Ireland, Scotland, England. You go to the continent now. Louis C.K. did tours in Budapest and Prague, and obviously Australia is a destination as well for these comedians. It's just it's never been a bigger boom in the comedy market. But then a lot of people think they're comedians, and they soon sort of get found out. It's like you have a really good 5 minutes, 15 minutes. I know guys who have 15 minutes, and they've just been doing the same opening 15 minutes for years and years. So I understand that as well. All right, but TJ Miller's here. He's going to pop back in the studios. The Twitch.tv cameras will show him. And then in the next hour, Joey Avery, who's Mr. Sacramento Punchline, he'll be at the San Francisco Punchline. And so he'll come in studio. I've never had Joey in studio. So come on back with TJ Miller.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, twitch.tv, and if you're looking at the webcam, you see that TJ Miller is back in studio, one of our favorites.
Fleet Week.
Is it Fleet Week?
In Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, no, it's October's Fleet Week up here.
Ooh, I like it. Yum, yum, yum.
All those sailors.
Armed Forces Radio.
Yeah, that's good. That's kind of an FM voice right there.
I know. What's an AM voice? Hey, girls. It's time to talk sports on the byline. That's AM.
FM is 106. Nothing.
Yeah.
Back to back ad blocks.
One time just as
106.8, the ad.
I tried to do
it's a nonstop commercial block.
That they have those.
Yeah, I know. It's basically.
They're on loops. Yeah. One time I said, hey, we're going to try, this is like 20 years ago, we're going to try high def radio. Okay, I'm going to turn on the high def now. And I went, like for a minute, and then I came back, and I go, I guess it's not working. And somebody goes, yeah, I was listening to that. High def sucked, man.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm like, you really?
Everybody, everything you do, there is someone out there that believes that it's real, no matter what.
Right. I think I was telling you when I saw you, this was 2017 at the comic strip, and somebody said something in the crowd, and you jumped off stage, and you went over to their table, and you went, I can hear you. I'm a person.
Yeah, yeah I am. It's true. Last night was so funny. I did a show at the Comedy Club.
Two tonight, two tomorrow, yes.
Yesterday, my birthday was on June 4th, so yesterday was my birthday
show.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats.
My birthday's coming up on the 28th.
Yeah.
And
happy
birthday. I'm hitting a bad one.
There is no bad birthday.
60.
Well, if you were dead, you wouldn't be talking all this.
I was kind of going for, oh, you don't look that old, right?
You're going to be 60?
Yeah.
God, you look like you're 58.
I'll take it. I did a lot for this hairpiece.
You look like you're in your late 50s.
I think so. It's hard getting yak hair out of the Ukraine right now, but I got it.
What are you going to do?
Bigfoot chestnut. Do you like the color?
Coming in hot, 10 a.m., a Ukraine joke. Toupee, Ukraine.
Girl, Ukraine, toupee.
That might be something.
Last night, I correctly guessed, the last three nights, I've correctly guessed something about someone in the audience. So I look at him, I'm like, well, apparently you were golfing earlier today, and then all his friends cracked up, and he was golfing. And then in Los Angeles, I said, look at this guy. You know, you don't need to walk around like you play intramural soccer. You can just tell people. Everybody cracked up. And I go, he doesn't. Does he really play intramural soccer? And he goes, yeah. And he put up, he goes, three games today with these three fingers. Twitch.tv. These three fingers. And I was like, and you're pretending to be European? Like, get out of my show. So that was very funny.
There was one time when I was at the in the OR at the store, and I actually told Finesse Mitchell about this when he came in.
That's the original room.
And he was saying, blah, 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 and then he pointed at me, and he goes, or you could be like this guy in his 50s who still uses AOL. And I go, oh, it's that obvious I'm in my 50s. Finesse, you got me.
And but do you use AOL?
I used to. Do you know my
father still has.
Does he?
Yeah, it's great.
My AOL name for 10 years from like 95 to 2005 was Ken Stabler because I was grew up a Raider fan. I'm from Oakland, right? And then people are like, you can't. This is something.
Just take another man's name.
I thought this whole thing was a joke. And it's like, no, this is a real thing.
Meanwhile, he's there like, I guess the only thing left is Rick Tittle, AOL.whoops.
Yeah.
My AOL name was Rubik's Cube.
With an X?
Yeah. Thought I was really going to get there. Did not work.
So this tour is called the Crowd Sourcer Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I smashed a full cake in my face last night. I got there last night again, birthday on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the 5th birthday show. And I got there and I asked if we could have a host. This is last minute. This is on me. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know, it's just a two-person show. It's you and Kelly Collette, right, who's touring with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, could you get a host? And the manager goes, I said, is there anyone good, any door man that does stand-up? No one who's really good. I guess I'll call around. I was like, you know, it'd just be great if you can try and find somebody. So then I get there and I go, where's Kelly? That's the feature act. And he goes, oh, I haven't seen her. Somebody said they saw her downstairs, maybe. He goes down. And he comes back. He goes, I don't think Kelly's not here. And so I call her. She doesn't answer. Then I text. I go, are you at the venue? She texts back. She goes, no, I'm flying in tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
You said you would get a local for tonight. And I go, I think about it. I think maybe
was she right?
My managers were supposed to do that. Point being. Nobody.
You had the whole...
No MC. No feature. It's no one there. And the manager, this guy Cody, he's like... You could tell he was like, what's going to happen right now? Like, what will happen? And I just go... Oh, I don't know. Can I cuss on the show?
No.
Not at all.
Man, we'll lose the Utah affiliate.
So I go, whoopsies daisies. Look how it's crazies. No, I said, all right, I'll just do the whole thing. And he's like, what? And I go, I'll just do the whole show.
You tell the whole crowd what happened?
No.
Oh.
But I got on stage. I go, you know what? Usually you have a host and a feature, and we're not going to do that. This is my birthday show, so I'm going to do the whole show. I'm going to do the host and the... And I talked to Kate, that's my wife, Kate. I thought, you know, I said, well, it'd be funny if I came out, did 10 minutes as the host, like not very good, and... And I leave and I come back as the feature and I'm stronger, but not yet ready to be headlining. And then I leave and I come back as the headliner. And she's, wow, that's funny. How does that? And I go, no, it's not. I don't know. There was something that felt inorganic about it. So I just went on stage and I did an hour and a half. I just did. And I, you know, the crowd sourcer tour, it's like I riffed a lot and interacted with the crowd, but there was plenty. Yeah, I did like a half an hour up front that was just about San Francisco and talking to the crowd and that stuff. And then I did kind of the material that I'm working on right now and then some sort of stuff that I love but haven't been doing
mm-hmm.
really that much lately. So that was fun too. But yeah, it was like a full, and you could tell after the show, the people that worked there, like staff and also the manager, were like, whoa, okay.
They bowed down.
Well, I said to the manager, I said, can you imagine if I was another comic, how I'd be reacting to this situation? I mean, there's other comics who'd be like, find somebody now. I need somebody now. I'm not going up there.
I only have 45.
Yeah. And also, I'm not going up there cold. I want somebody else to perform before me.
Yeah, grease them up.
Because it was one show, so you could have ostensibly held the show for another half an hour or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said, let's just go up and do it. So I did it. The one thing that pissed me off was my wife, and we talked about this a lot off air, because when you and I are off the air, it gets pretty heavy.
It does.
But I said to my wife, I said, because she toured with me for a little while, and she opened, and she would do two, like, kind of big band songs. She's not a comedian. She would do sort of these, like, Hey Big Spender, and These Boots Are Made for Walking. That's actually what. And then she would do a third song that was just so hilarious. She would do that song that starts with the line, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Don't you want me, baby.
When I met you. Mm-hmm. But the whole song, she only repeats that single line. But in the tour, like, so the chorus, like, you were working. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. I said you. So it's so funny. It's like such a piece of Andy Kaufman comedy.
Yeah, right.
And she wouldn't do it. And I said, I really need you. Just please open for me. This is perfect. Wow. This is like that moment when I need you. And she wouldn't do it. And I said to her, why? And she goes, I'm not a performer. I haven't sang anything in so many years. I said, this is the moment where I need you to do this for me. And if you needed me to get on stage and sing whatever, I would do it, even if I knew I was going to fail.
We got to run to a break. We'll come back. We got another segment with TJ.
Let's roll this up. He made that finger gesture to the man. We're going to wrap this up.
It's like, yeah.
A little bit more tittle.
Come on back with TJ Miller. He's at Cobb's.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes. Oh, yeah. And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
Only if you're smaller and weaker than me.
Anyone.
TJ Miller in studio, and you can see him tonight. Go to CobbsComedy.com for tickets, or TJ Miller does not have a website.com. It's part of the Crowdsourcer Tour, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Cobbs Comedy Club down here on Columbus and North Beach, or tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10 p.m. And I want to make sure, TJ, that we mention the album. Oh, and July 24th,
Sacramento at the Punchline.
At the Mattress Store. Yeah. It's a great room, by the way. Don't judge it by being next to a Mattress Firm. It's a great.
I love a firm mattress. I love a soft blanket. July 24th, I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline. And all my dates, because you're heard in so many different markets, are on TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
Okay. I'm looking at this road dog stuff, and there are some. I know, like, Sam Morril is on a thing like this where it's just like every damn week. I mean, I guess you can go home for a couple days, I'm seeing here, but the ambition, is it the kind of thing like where you say, hey, 2025, I'm just going to grind it, I'm going to get a big fat wad of cash, or is it the kind of thing where, like, I have to be on stage?
No, it's neither. I talk about touring in perpetuity. It's kind of my joke. But really what it is we're talking about Mark Norman pejoratively off air. But, you know, I spoke with him one time and we talked. I said, you know, sometimes I do fear that I wasted so much of my time acting that I'll never be as great a stand-up comedian as I can be. And so I think that's what motivates it. It's like I look at some of these other comedians and people go, well, do you, whatever they say. And I go, well, they've been doing stand up for 10 years, like full time stand up for 10 years longer than I have. They can't act. They didn't have any of that sort of skill set that they were building.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I just love it. It's not like I need, because the other thing is, I don't, if I needed to be on stage, I live in Manhattan. So in New York, I can do 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 stand-up comedy shows in a night.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of stage time there, but you can't really get good if you're not doing an hour every night or twice a night, and you can't understand how to make your comedy universal without doing it in Cuyahoga Falls,
mm-hmm.
July 31st, Liberty Township.
Where's that?
Spokane, Washington, on August 8th.
Where's Liberty? The township sounds like Maryland.
No, it's Cincinnati.
That's what I said.
But it's a little, you know, like,
but I mean, I think that's interesting that at this point of your
August
career,
15th, Punchline.
You're still trying to hone it.
Yeah, you got it. Well, and I do think it's interesting. I don't ever get tired of it, so that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's interesting, too, that, like, I really do feel each year, even, you know, last night we were talking about this, I showed up, there's no future. There's simply
Freudian
no future.
Slip.
There's no future for Cobb's Comedy
Club.
Like
the Sex Pistols. No future for you.
There's a Freudian, hold on one second. Okay.
So
I, and it's okay for you not to have like new headphones for guests.
Do you know?
I think that's fine. I think I go to a lot of radio shows, and I think it's it's fine that I would show up and sort of wear these things from Radio Shack where I can not only not hear out of one ear, but it's just crackling. There's just a left crackle the entire. I showed up. There's no future, no Hostess, snack cakes, nothing. And so I just did the show on my own. And as I was on stage for an hour and 34 minutes, like I'd say about halfway through, like you said, 45 minutes, the halfway mark, I got the light and I go, I could not have done this with headphones this terrible. Sorry, I just keep thinking about how awful these headphones are.
Can I throw this in? This is about, I don't know, 12 years ago. Michael Ian Black came in and he's committed to his shtick. He did the whole hour. He was over here. He did the whole hour standing up with the mic. He said, this place is so gross, I'm not even going to sit down.
And he did the whole thing?
Yeah.
I kind of like the vibe here.
This was built during the Carter administration, actually.
It kind of looks like a kill room for professors. Like you're killing people, but they're all the like liberal arts professors, like Wesleyan.
Sure.
But I got through and I thought, about halfway through, I thought, you know, I could not have done this like a year ago, even. Certainly not 2 or 3 years ago, but even a year ago, I could not have done what I did last night because I just didn't have the reps. I hadn't done enough comedy to be able to just really nonchalantly get on stage and tell the audience, there's no host, it is just me, buckle up, here we go, and had to be a great show.
Did you reach for old material or did you wing it?
I did one joke or like one little chunk that was older, but I had other stuff that I didn't get to. Mm-hmm. So I was riffing a lot. I was winging it quite a bit, but no, I didn't kind of, yeah, I had current material that I said, okay, I'm going to do my sort of social satire chunk. And I just kind of never got to that. Before I knew it, I was going, all right, now let's do the closers that I'm doing right now and that I like, and let's get through it. But the only way you're able to do that is just by doing stand-up, by just doing as much stand-up as you can. So I love it. I think it's great.
Well, I like what you said about variety because it's like, oh, I get a filet mignon, and then after an hour and a half of filet mignon, you're like, oh, I'd like some salad and potatoes and vegetables. Because I always hear, like, Eddie Griffin would go to the store and do 4 hours and bump everyone, and I'm like, how can you do 4 hours?
Well, listen, you know, there's Carlos Mencia is rumored to never do less than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Or write his own jokes.
And Carlos. And I saw Chappelle does like 2 or 3 hours, and I didn't get that, but I kind of know him, and I went backstage one time, and it became clear, also talking to his like entourage, crew, whatever, it became clear, it was like, he's actually really thankful that you'll let him try everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go there, he's going to try every single thing that he has been working on. And then from that 3 hours, he'll get, I mean, he's so funny, but let's just say he'll get 20 minutes that then he can front load at the next show and then figure out what of that 20 minutes is actually 5 minutes of genius.
Right.
And then he'll add that to the 5 minutes that he's distilled from 10 other shows. And he can't perform, when he performs professionally, it's like in front of thousands of people and they're not really there to see him experiment sort of. Right. So when he goes and he does, so it's that. But I think also it's like, you know, these guys are really funny and people love them. And maybe they are just like, I want as much of this as I can possibly get. But from Chappelle, I don't see that. I see more, same as Chris Rock. I see those guys like really, really working methodically.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, you know, he was on stage at The Stand in New York, and he did a lot of time. And then afterwards, I was like, because he was drinking tequila and smoking cigarettes and everything. And I said to one of his handlers, kind of, I go, wow, he's really getting into it. And she's like, yeah, but I got to tell you, He will be up on the plane tomorrow morning, watching the tape, making notes, everything. So it's I think there's some method to that madness. So I don't know if Eddie Griffin, I don't know him, so I don't know if maybe he, but I would never do. I thought about it last night. I was at about an hour and 20 minutes, and I go, I mean, I could do 2 hours, almost as if like, that would be a story. I could tell the story. Yeah, he got up and he was just him and he did 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not what these people want.
Mm-hmm. The only time, we only have about a minute here, but the only
and
time.
And I am so happy about that because I've only heard half of everything you've said. The other half has been high def radio.
It sounded like the night I had to sleep in a bed next to my grandma. That's how she snored.
I miss her.
TJ
Miller. I'm serious.
TJ Miller is at
Cobb's. Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about feelings in here.
hey, hit the table again.
I went out with the Carter administration. That don't even matter.
Poor Bailey. Hit the table and watch that.
Bailey is such a sweet little.
Watch
this
that light.
This is so exciting. I wish.
Do you see the light? Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Yeah.
They trapped you in here. I remember last time I was here, I also wondered if, like, if you weren't really allowed to leave here.
This is all part of my probation.
That's, seriously, though, that's kind of the vibe of this.
You want to stay another segment or you got to run?
Let's do it. We can stay.
Oh, he's going to stay. I love it. TJ Miller is coming back. He's at Cobb's.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
Thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
That's a little bit aggro. Welcome back to the show. TJ Miller is with us. He is at Cobb's Comedy Club. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow as well. What's interesting, I do interviews with filmmakers as well. And before you came in, I had Rich Little, of course, one of our favorites. Yes.
You just like him because his name is like your last
name. No relation, yeah. Then I'd have Nick Nipple a little bit later.
Nipply.
And Dick Little.
Titillating Dick Little.
One time I interviewed George Kittle of the Niners, and I said, no relation. And he was just crickets. Yeah. I said, okay. But I interviewed two Tribeca directors, and you had a film that you were in that was at Tribeca. What is there I know you're not in that part of Manhattan, I don't think, but what's the buzz like for Tribeca?
Well, it's... I'm sorry. I realized tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tribeca is great. It's like the anti Hollywood Film Festival, which is great. I had a film I did with Drew Barrymore called The Stand-In,
mm-hmm.
and that was it was a pretty dark Hollywood satire. So that was going to go to Tribeca, and it was the perfect place for it to go. And then it was the pandemic, so that got totally screwed up. But I like it because I also live in New York. It's a New York sort of film festival. It's got that sort of vibe. And now Sundance is moving to Boulder, Colorado.
What?
Yeah, so we'll see what that's all about.
It's leaving. Oh, wow.
Park City, Park Utah. City. See ya.
That's too bad.
But I wanted to mention tonight, the shows that I'm doing are in support of the Aneurysm and AVM Foundation. Mm-hmm.
AVM is?
The thing that I had...
What's it stand for again?
Arteriovenous malformation.
Oh.
And so you can go to taafonline.org, TAAFonline.org. And I had brain surgery in 2010. And the surgery that I got was a 10% fatality rate, was what they sort of said happened. And so now I work with TAAF and other neurological institutes and organizations to bring awareness about AVMs and aneurysms, which affects more people than you even realize. And then I'm a brain injury, TBI, traumatic brain injury survivor. And I talk a lot about and try and help people understand that it's kind of an invisible disability. I'm working on a joke about it right now because they took out a golf ball sized piece of my right frontal lobe.
Oof.
And in 2010. And so I have these cognitive deficits, and the joke that I'm trying to work on is that, you know, it manifests itself in, like, I have trouble remembering certain things, and they might be the name of your spouse or your dog, even if you've told me those things several times. I have a tough time knowing when to stop talking or, like, social cues, almost on the spectrum in terms of... I don't realize that you want to talk or break in or anything like that. And
so that explains
it. You go through the list. You go through the list, and I asked my neuropsychologist, I go, wait, so all this just makes me look like a real...
Don't say it.
I can't, but it does. That's...
So I know, now, it, because I know what
of this,
going
everybody just thinks that I'm a... And she's like, I could see how that would be. So it is this thing where it's like, you know, I wear a lanyard in the airport.
That says,
It's just a, it's a disability. Mm-hmm. It's for,
does it say flame retardant?
Because get away, San Fran.
Well, then you can bring on maybe a certain sort of animal to help you.
A service animal?
Yeah.
Just a tiny little service koala.
Donkey.
koala.
Well, let me ask you this as a TBI guy, because I played high school and I played college football, and I had some pretty bad, I was free safety in the 80s, so it was just all boom, boom, head-on-head contact. And I sometimes wonder, like, if I take a shower and I get out and the shampoo's still in my hair, I'm like, is that just senility, stupidity, or is that CTE? What do you think?
I mean, maybe. Like, I was talking about, I was talking about how I kind of, you know, I'm grieving recently because my mother died.
And I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Unless you had something to do with it. That's my only joke. There's only one joke.
That's pretty good.
That's the joke. That's the only joke I have. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about, I might have trouble sort of like executive functioning, trying to figure out appropriate times to have emotional feelings about it. But then I was talking to somebody and they go, well, you know, I had that, or I know somebody. So they're kind of like, it's different for everybody. This is, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly, you know, what. And then there are upsides to it too, because, you know, I don't really care what people think about me. I don't think about what they think about me. So I won't leave here and be like, did Rick Tittle have a good time? Did he think I was cool? Or did he think I was an old wet blanket and a firm mattress?
That's pretty good.
Yum, yum, yum. I just won't think about that. It's not that I won't think about you. I'll go, I love that guy, but I just won't spend a lot of time. So that could be a product of, you know, the brain injury.
But you don't set aside times to be emotional. They just come, don't they?
I mean, I feel like crying right now about this interview, but
let's go viral.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I just can't set aside the time.
3 p.m., a meeting with the Thompsons, 4 p.m., early dinner, 5 p.m., cry.
About the Johnsons.
There you go.
And then have dinner.
Look at that. How good are you as a crier on on camera? If this doesn't make people tune into Twitch right now. That's pretty good, because usually there's still like a little bit of latency there.
You know, but there's no latency.
But as Woody Allen said, I had no
Twitch tongue. What?
As Woody Allen said, I had no latency, period. Yeah. Where you're not interested in girls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that?
Crickets.
I'm not the comedian, and I can live with it.
Hey, Bailey! Get yourself together back there, you little Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
I thought that was so funny. I thought that was such a dumb movement where they were like, there's nepotism in Hollywood. I was like, who cares? But then we're the next film I'm doing is a Christmas movie, and I wrote it with my buddy, and oh my God, we had an interaction with sort of a producer who hired their son as sort of nothing. There was a director, actually, I remember early on in my career, and he had his, like, nephew or something, maybe it was his son, was sort of the assistant director or whatever. And this kid was an idiot. He was so dumb. But no one could say anything negative about him. Nobody could correct him. None of that. And then, you know, these guys, they have no motivation to work. I was talking about this with some of the staff last night. If you're independently wealthy, which my wife a little while ago was like, don't you wish you were just, like, independently wealthy? And I was like, why? She goes, well, you know, then we wouldn't, you know, have to. And I said, well, then we wouldn't have any work ethic. There'd be no motivation. If you're not afraid of getting fired, then you're never going to
paying your bills,
live up to your potential. You know. You're never really going to step up to the plate because you don't have to.
Right.
You know, and even if you're the hardest worker, oh my gosh, I work so, so hard. If there's really no consequence for you financially and there's no way for you to get fired, you're really not working as hard.
That's what they say about athletes that sign the 8-year, $300 million deal. They're like, well, is he going to try now? And usually they do, but they don't have to.
You don't really have to. And it is, it's weird though, because they then, if they didn't try and they're not great, they're like on the world stage failing. Mm. And you can quantitatively say,
what a waste of money.
Yeah. You know. And also just, oh my God, you know, he lost. What a loser. I think there's so much competition in sports, it right. might be different.
They're born competitors, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm not, I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm an excellent badminton player, and people mention it all the time. Surprised you haven't, actually.
Did you, well, did you pronounce the N? Did you say badminton?
No. I don't even pronounce the B. I said admin. I'm an excellent admin player. Bailey.
No, Ailey.
Dump it.
Don't pronounce.
Hit the dump button.
God.
Do you know what?
Hey, before I came in here, he kept yeah. looking at me and going.
You should just get a webcam and this program, and you could just do that all day. That's like Steve Martin, the old joke. I couldn't be a woman because I would stay at home and play with my breasts all day.
Yeah, that's really funny. He started here.
He did. Tell me more about the hot sauces and the peanut butter and all that stuff.
No, let's talk about this. My lime, I forgot to turn it off. So I
you brought a lime over here?
So I have had...
the scooter kind?
So I have had a lime ride going right now. There might be a homeless guy on my scooter.
Might?
Heading to Coit Tower after a brief sojourn at Alcatraz. What a disaster. This interview is going to cost me... $85.
But think of all the tickets you're selling in Mount Pleasant.
To my comedy show tonight at San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Clubs in support of the TAF organization.
And TAF means?
The Aneurysm and AVM Foundation. And you can go to tafonline.org or come to see the shows tonight. And we're doing a portion of the proceeds go to the Aneurysm and AVM Foundation. And again, I like to say, you know, to help raise awareness about the invisible disability, which is mm-hmm. a traumatic brain injury.
And people should know that you weren't like straight-laced Clark Kent. You had this brain thing, and now you're like T.J. Miller. You were already T.J. Miller, and then you got this, right?
Yes, I was born with it, but the surgery happened
you were
in
born with it.
Yeah.
Okay, because TBI is usually, I always think, like a brick hits you in the head.
So here's the weird thing. So my traumatic brain injury... was the surgery
at birth?
No, when I was born, and then later it hemorrhaged, and they had to perform brain surgery to take golf balls. I was 30, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And they took the golf ball sized piece of my right frontal lobe out. And when they did that, when you open up a person's head and air hits your brain, it's never the same.
Did you know you had that your whole life and you like
it? No. They found it from the hemorrhage. I was doing a major motion picture. Ailey.
Actually, we got to go to a break picture, and then we'll come back and we will have
a major motion picture called Yogi Bear 3D.
That was very good. And we're going to come back. We'll have 2 minutes left with TJ Miller, who's at Cobb's Comedy Club. Cliffhanger. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
By noon, I need them 8,000 hens moved into their new cages. Now, sometimes they don't want to cooperate, but you give them a good shaking, they'll settle down for you.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Do they have what?
Large talons.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
That is very true. We got
it is true.
2 minutes left before we go to the third hour, and I can't thank TJ Miller enough. Remember to see part of his Crowd Sourcer tour. If you're in town, two shows at Cobb's tonight, two shows tomorrow at Cobb's. You can go to TJ Miller Does Not Have a Website for more dates. The smooth
July, I'm going to be in the Sacramento
July
Punchline, July 25th.
It's the Sacramento Punchline.
Thereabouts.
A very, very good room as well. Let me get those exact dates on SAC here. It's the 24th, 25th, 26th at the Punchline. And then you'll be off to Cuyahoga Falls. One question I wanted to ask you before you left.
It's tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. That's where you can find my line of peanut butter and hot sauce.
Yes.
T, PB&J, peanut better is my peanut butter.
You have diet hot sauce, too.
I do.
And you have one called effing ghost pepper evil.
Oh, it's got a lot of bad words in it. What were you going to ask me?
We have 1 minute. When you were doing a movie with Spielberg, did you ever say, I don't like the way you're framing this up. Maybe I should stand over here.
He's a funny guy, but I don't think he would think that was funny.
Hmm.
Michael Bay, I was on the phone. Yesterday I said to Michael Bay, I go, the only thing I want for my birthday is to talk to you. So give me a call. That's what I want for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And Admin.
And Ailey.
And Ailey. And and he called me, and he's so funny. So I he's a guy that I could walk over and be like, I think this is the wrong framing.
Uh-huh.
So if you can just scoot aside. Just scoot. Michael, scoot, scoot, scoot. Woo-hoo. Scoot, 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 scoot. And then try and reframe it and then walk away. I think he would think that was funny, but no, Steven Spielberg.
Not Spielberg.
He's funny. He just, that joke would kind of be like lost on him.
Yeah. TJ Miller.
Let's wrap it up, Bailey!
Cobb's Comedy Club, two shows tonight. CobbsComedyClub.com.
Daddy came home early for Christmas, Bailey.
Thanks.
And he had a job for you, wrapped in a candy cane wrapper.
Thanks for coming in, TJ.
Thanks for having me. TJ Miller does not have a website. .com, TAFFonline.org for all your brain aneurysm and AVM questions. And come see me live. That's the way to do it. Guys, this was so fun. It was titillating. I hate that I make that joke, but everybody has to.
Okay, bye.